Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and would like to get to know your opinions. So, as of right now, does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, television, or work on or volunteer on any political campaigns?
No.
All right, thank you. So that would be a no. Great. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you're going to vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? Would you say you're going to definitely vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely, not very likely, not at all likely, or are you not registered to vote?
Very, very likely to vote.
All right. Thank you. So with which political party are you registered?
None. Independent.
Independent. All right. Thank you. So are you or is any member of your immediate family from like a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Nope. All right. So what is your main racial background?
European.
European. All right. So I'd be white, I believe, right?
Correct. Sorry. Yes.
All right. No worries. Thank you. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather give you some age categories? Ask me which one you fit in.
65.
All right, thank you. 65, all right. So if the elections for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how likely your vote between a Democratic candidate and a Republican candidate? Would you say you're going to definitely, probably, or lean slightly towards a Democratic candidate, or definitely, probably, or lean slightly towards the Republican candidate?
Lean slightly to the Democratic candidate.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. And if you could please indicate if you either have a favorable opinion about them or an unfavorable opinion. And if you have never heard of them or have no opinion, those are also categories. So the first person is Scott Boyd.
No idea who he is.
No idea who he is. All right. What about Leonard Spencer?
No idea.
No idea. All right. What about Aaron Huntley?
Nope.
All right. And what about Kamala Harris?
Yes. I know who she is. Absolutely.
And would you say you have a favorable opinion about her or an unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Very. All right. And what about Carolina Amici?
Undetermined. Heard good things and bad things. I don't know. More research needed.
All right. So would you say, like, no opinion?
Okay. Sure. Go with no opinion at the moment.
All right. Thank you. So if the elections for president were held today, for who would you be voting for?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right. So would you say you're going to definitely vote for her or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely. All right. And if the elections for Florida State House were held today, between Carolina Amici, the Republican candidate, and Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, for who would you be voting for?
Unknown.
All right. And if you had to choose, which one do you think maybe you would be leaning towards voting for? Like you would slightly support them? Carolina Amici or Leonard Spencer?
Neither. I couldn't tell you. I don't know enough about them and haven't had time to look them up yet.
All right, understandable. Thank you. So as we know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amici was recently arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges for forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature, and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. So if she is found guilty, Amici could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. She has denied any wrongdoing. She says these false charges were created by her political opponents and expects to be found completely innocent. So if the elections for Florida State House were held today, based on this statement, for who would you vote for?
Probably not her, but I don't know. I will seriously have to read up on it.
All right. So would you say that you're, like, really just not sure who you would vote for between those two?
Correct.
All right. Thank you. So, due to, like, the state representative Amy's arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. So I'm going to ask you about some other candidates who would run for this seat. So if the election for Florida State House were held today and the options were Aaron Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate, for who would you vote for?
Sorry, we're getting into too much detail, but I don't know anything about these people yet. I would have to look them up. Sorry.
All right, no worries. So would you say you're just, like, really undecided, like you just do not know them?
Correct.
So, like, yep. Even if you had to choose, you just don't know?
Correct. I have no idea about any of them. I think I know who my U.S. representative is, but I do not know who my state representatives are at all, or even who my state senator is. They do a very poor job of promoting themselves on both sides of the party.
All right. Understandable. Thank you so much for specifying. So if the elections for Florida State House today were between this time Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, and Leonard Spencer, the Democratic, who do you think they would vote for?
I have no opinion. Don't know who either of them are or how they have voted on anything in the past.
All right, understandable. So would you say you wouldn't neither lean towards any of them?
Correct. No.
All right, thank you. So back in the 2020 presidential elections, for who did he vote for?
Donald Trump,
all right. And when you vote for, like, Kansas for political office, would you say you always usually vote Democrat? Do you vote equally, or do you usually or always vote Republican?
Equally.
Equally, all right. And if you're a labor yourself, would you say you're liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate,
all right. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
Some graduate school, college graduate and some grad school.
All right, thank you.
So I guess college graduate.
College graduate, all right. And would you say, would that be like with a bachelor's or an associate's?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's, all right. Well, then this has concluded our survey, so thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you for you doing this, and I appreciate you asking my opinion. Thanks. Have a nice evening.
All right, thank you, you too. Bye.